UK, Conservative government to make conversion therapy for transgender individuals illegal. By Peter Cattell on January 16, 2023. Britain's Conservative, Tory, party is planning to make it illegal to provide conversion therapy for individuals who identify as transgender, reports suggest. It will soon be illegal to try and change a transgender individual's gender identity, described as conversion therapy, in England, with the country's Conservative Party now said to be preparing a bill that will ban the practice. The coming bill represents only the latest of the Tory government's many pro-transgenderism maneuvers, with the party frequently empowering gender ideology at all levels of British life, despite the dangers it often poses to biological women. According to a report by broadcaster ITV, the bill is also set to make it illegal to try and change someone's gender identity, a key tenet of transgender ideology. This represents a major reversal on the part of the Conservatives, who had said last year that they would remove transgenderism from the ban due to concerns that, for example, parents and health professionals would find themselves accused of breaking the law if they did anything other than affirm the imagined gender identity of children who think they are trans. Including transgenderism in a conversion therapy ban could create a situation where doctors, therapists, even parents, would be deterred from exploring with a child any feelings of what else may be going on for fear that they will be told they are trying to change a child's identity, warned Nikki DaCosta, former director of legislative affairs at Downing Street. In the desire to bring forward something very symbolic and important, the ban's supporters glossed over a lot of these issues with profound consequences for children, she added. According to ITV, the U-turn on this U-turn was spawned by widespread support within Parliament for the inclusion of gender identity within the bill, with many so-called conservatives even said to have supported its inclusion. The report that conversion therapy for transgender individuals will soon be prohibited in the United Kingdom comes shortly after it was announced that the British Tory Party would be tackling the issue of transgender males in sports. According to a report published on Saturday, Culture Secretary Michelle Donnellan has invited a number of senior officials from a variety of sporting bodies to a meeting in London, during which she will supposedly pressure them into banning males from competing in women's sports. The minister will reportedly push them to adopt a common-sense arrangement to the practice that takes into account basic biology. It is unclear what way Donnellan will vote on any forthcoming bill banning transgender conversion therapy. Although many women's rights campaigners will likely find the government's U-turn on the conversion therapy bill disappointing, it is far from the first time that the ruling Tory government has pushed gender ideology at the expense of women's safety. For instance, the party has for a long time allowed transgender males to be housed in women's prisons, despite reports indicating that such prisoners frequently posed a danger to their fellow female inmates. To make matters worse, one report published in 2022 found that the rights of these trans women, a number of whom were sexual predators, were often prioritized over their biological female counterparts, many of whom were past victims of sexual assault. Such female inmates were even alleged to be in danger of having their time in prison increased should they dare refer to their male counterparts as he, a practice that was deemed to constitute threatening, abusive or insulting behavior. The practice was eventually dropped by the prison service later that year, with it now being the case that a government minister will need to give approval for trans women to be housed in female prisons on a case-by-case basis. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.